This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
All right, moving on to our first story, Caroline. We're talking about Donald Trump. The U.S. president has essentially turned handshakes and hand-holding into almost diplomatic incidences.
Yep.
You have the recent state visit by Emmanuel Macron, and it's caught all sorts of footage for news networks about how he's just, you know, tussling with them. He's holding hands for too long. It's created all sorts of conversations about the power dynamics between these two men.
So much so that The Guardian has done an entire piece on why Trump is the master of the awkward greeting.
Yes.
So from clinging on to Emmanuel Macron and Theresa May to grappling with Shinzo Abe, essentially he's got all eyeballs on him. Wherever he goes, whoever visits him, he's handshake style. Really makes headlines, and The Guardian analyzed five of his key handshaking techniques.
Right. So the first one is, I think, if you've seen President Trump meet a particular state leader, this one might be familiar. It's called the to me, to you, to me tussle. And so he almost approaches the handshake like an arm wrestle. He will clasp the hand, he will pull sharply in and then leave the recipient a little bit off balance. And it, even when sitting down, this was very awkward with Japanese President Shinzo Abe, and there was an eye roll by Shinzo Abe that could be seen right across the wall.
It's a very versatile kind of handshake. You can do it when you're standing, do it while you're sitting. There's also Macron and the dandruff shake. Essentially, what it is a bit of a distraction in that he points out an imperfection on somebody else and then goes in for the shake.
Right. It's almost the backhanded compliment. And so what's fascinating about this context is that amongst all of the world leaders, especially in Europe, somehow Emmanuel Macron has been described as the Trump whisperer. If there's anyone to get Trump to decide on something, and right now, of course, they're discussing the Iran deal. They've got till, I think, May the 12th to certify it. And Macron is tasked with, I guess, making sure that the United States renews this deal. And when it comes to this slight issue of the dandruff thing, the reaction from Emmanuel Macron is only just to laugh along with the rest of us with this dandruff incident, because that's how you deal with an individual or character like President Trump.
But that's the thing. I mean, I feel, you know, this is the kind of coverage that makes me feel a bit sorry for him. I gotta say, it ever overshadows everything he does.
Every policy decision that he might have.
Really, I mean, he just has not been able to command the same level of deference, you know, that normally comes with the US presidency. Mm-hmm. But then again, he's anything but a normal US president. But the degree of ridicule leveled at this man.
Yeah. Recently, of course, we've seen various attempts in which he's trying to hold the hand of his wife, Melania Trump.
Oh, no, the pinky dance.
That's right. He's trying that where Melania essentially declines or, you know, slowly grasps his hand in public, at least, just to sort of to show a united front. And all of these cues are certainly interesting. We're going to enlist the help of a body language expert, Christian Chua. Christian, thank you for being with us on the program. So how would you break down what we were discussing earlier about the Trump handshake? What's going on there?
When you ask such question, the first thing I would like to know is this Donald Trump's baseline? As in, was he like that when he was younger? If it was, then that's his natural self. Before he was in power, he was like that. Now he's in power, he's still like that. If he was not, then we wonder if age has got something to do with it. To me, I think that's his natural self. I don't think he's consciously trying to intimidate, but he's being his vivacious self, where he is big and he's loud, and the way he greets people and the way that he welcomes people. So I think that's his natural behavior. Why does he turn the hand? I do not know. Has anyone told him? I'm sure he has been told. And by now, he has seen himself on social media and people are talking about it. Perhaps this is just his natural behavior, but I do not think it's part of intimidation.
Okay, well, I guess the myriad of ways in which we've seen world leaders respond to his handshakes have been entertaining, to say the least. You know, one that comes to mind, Justin Trudeau, perhaps he handled it the best. He sort of clutched the top of Trump's right arm with his left hand to brace himself against Trump's, you know, signature tug. Do you think that approach in dealing with an aggressive handshake is perhaps the way to go in avoiding an awkward moment?
Justin Trudeau seemed to be handling Trump with his left hand as if preventing Trump from tugging him. I'm not sure. I don't think anyone can be sure, because this is a natural behavior of world leaders to use the free hand to handle the other world leader. It's a sign of, I have control over you, or I dare to handle you. Because normally superiors touch the subordinates, but subordinates do not touch their superiors. In this way, if you can handle another world leader, it shows that either we are equal or I have dominance over you. So it is possible that he was brief about this, and then he holds Trump's elbow to prevent Trump from tugging him. But more importantly, the point I would like to make is, if you want to prevent what seemed like you've been dragged and pulled towards Trump, Justin Trudeau actually walked closer to Trump, which gives Justin's hand a lot of room. If it was been tugged, his whole body wouldn't be launching forward. So I think that was a very excellent move by Justin Trudeau.
Kristen, it seems like President Trump invests a lot in body language, perhaps more so than the average politician. Would this sort of obvious maneuvering do him any favors?
I've been analyzing Trump a lot, and not just his body language, but if you use speech analysis as part of the reading clues, Trump's character is one that is, he uses a lot of hyperbole, which means he exaggerates a lot. People mistake that for lying. So he says, I'm going to build the wall 10 feet higher. Well, not literally that he was going to build it 10 feet higher. He just says, if you intimidate me, then I am going to build a wall higher just to provoke you. So Trump uses a lot of hyperbole and is personified by his behavior and his body language. And he thinks he's larger than life. And when he meets people, he's always taking the lead. And when he met Theresa May, he could even hold her hand like, hey, you're my younger sister or you're my very close friend. He's very extrovert, I think, quite extreme in a way, and extrovert in the people business. He ran the Miss Universe pageant. He's very used to both men and women being around him. So I think it personified in his body language. Does he use it to his advantage? Well, not all the time. I think sometimes it goes against his disadvantage, because the more you expose yourself, the more people know you, the more people can read of you and know what you're thinking.
Okay, so what can, I guess, people like us, regular folk, be more aware of when giving a handshake or a greeting?
I think as a general rule of thumb, if you give someone a palms down handshake, it means that you are more superior than them, you have dominance over them. In my classes, I tell my participants, don't do this. No one really likes to receive a handshake palms down. Only you enjoy it because you feel that you have dominance over people. Give a 90-degree straight up forward handshake, or even slightly palms up. It makes people like you. Subconsciously or not, they do not pick up that you're giving palms up, but they like you because you seem more humble. As for diplomats, they like to use their free hand to handle the other counterpart as a sign of dominance. I have mentioned that. So if you are taking a photograph, then you would like to rush to the right side of your counterpart, so that when you shake your hands with your right hand, your left hand is free, and then you can actually handle your counterpart using the left hand, putting over his shoulders. You seem to be more domineering. If you are the one on the left, then your free hand is on the left. You can stretch over and be a bit more dominant. Okay, so that's one thing you could really take care, look after when you are doing a handshake. And of course, for girls, you can be aware that there's such a thing called the dead fish handshake, which means you put very little energy into your handshaking, and your palms feel very soft and whimsy. And when you shake someone else's hand, they will feel that you're weak and you're even nervous.
Well, Christian, thank you very much for sharing those thoughts with us. That was Christian Chua, body language expert, giving us his take on Trump's infamous handshake and all of the future diplomatic faux pas that might come.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when he mentioned that dead fish handshake, there's so many instances where I've come across it. It really bothers me.
And it has really an effect on you. It has an effect on you and, I guess, your perception of the other individual and the dynamics that
should
happen.
Should not so, judge, but there you go.
Well, a good thing there were just no nuclear weapons, you know, in the mix on these handshakes on your end, Caroline. Here's some music by OK Go.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.